Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI is launching ChatGPT for teens today. The company intends for it to help students think through problems rather than just spitting out answers. The platform will automatically place teens in the new under-18 experience. OpenAI is using an age prediction model that relies on some 2,000 signals, including chat content and times of day. ChatGPT for teens will include automatic safety settings to discourage emotional dependence and prompt users to take a break every 90 minutes. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Baidu's financial performance continued to drop in the second quarter as the Chinese internet titan works to remake itself into an AI company. The company reported a 68% drop in second quarter net profit to about $344 million. Revenue dipped 4.2% from a year earlier. Baidu, once considered China's answer to Google, has been pouring money into AI, autonomous driving, and chip design, even as its bread-and-butter advertising business has continued to shrink. And hiring for AI-related roles is continuing to surge, and younger workers are the ones nabbing the jobs. That's according to LinkedIn's head of economics for the Americas. He told the journal that while hiring overall is down compared to last year, this area of the labor market is quite robust. Plus, the younger generation is benefiting. LinkedIn data shows that Gen Z accounted for more than two-thirds of AI engineer hires as well as forward-deployed engineer hires last year. Meanwhile, millennials made up 60% of head of AI hires. However, disparities remain. 90% of AI hires hold a bachelor's degree, while 20% of AI leadership hires have a doctorate, and women still remain an underrepresented group, only making up about a quarter of AI hires in 2025. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.